Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Resilient and Real. My name is Imara Freeman, Public Relations Manager, and I'm your host for today. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with DPH's newest Deputy Director of Substance Use Disorder Services, Jennifer Alsina. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, Jennifer, can you tell our listeners a little bit more about what Substance Use Disorder Services is and what it is that you do or you oversee for our department?
Sure. So Department of Behavioral Health has a division for Substance Use Disorder and Recovery Services. And in that division, we have several levels of care that's offered to residents of San Bernardino County. For example, we have outpatient programs here, intensive outpatient, residential treatment, withdrawal management for those that need it, aftercare services, and we also have prevention services. Some of these are offered directly by the county and others are offered with our partners, our partner agencies, community-based organizations within San Bernardino. So my job as a deputy director is overseeing these services, directing the operations, determining what the priorities are, have budget oversight, and working with our community-based organizations in implementing these services, as well as working with our program managers for our county-operated programs and evaluating our programs to make sure that they're functioning as they need to and that they're meeting the needs of the clients and adjusting accordingly. That's in a nutshell what our division does and what I do.
So sometimes when people think of mental health or the Department of Behavioral Health, I've noticed that they tend to focus a lot on the mental health portion of it, but sometimes not so much so on the substance use disorder SUD side of things. Why is that important to the work that we do? And how are they related, mental health versus substance use disorder or combined?
Well, our division, our Department of Behavioral Health serves both, and our clients could present with one or the other or with both. So we work with serving the individual and treating the whole person. And that includes any substance use disorder that they have in addition to their mental health. So they would be treating a co-occurring condition with that individual.
And Jennifer, what are some of the services that we provide? Like, for example, if I have a problem with alcohol or methamphetamine or smoking weed?
Individuals, they come in and they'll get a screening or an assessment depending on where they present to in our program. And from there, they'll meet with a counselor to get that done, and they'll work with their teams, and that could be with the medical director or with the clinical therapist to determine what a diagnosis is. So they, in the screening, they'll ask lifetime use and current use questions, and the client will, you know, disclose what they're using at that time. And then we work with the client to come up with the best treatment options for them.
And what if it's not for me, but, you know, my partner has, or I suspect that my partner might have an issue with alcohol, for example? How do I approach that?
Well, knowledge is power. So you can educate yourself on what the resources are. You can definitely call Department of Behavioral Health to get what those resources are. And you can encourage your loved one to get connected with us so we can further help.
So this Saturday, October 23rd, San Bernardino County and our department will recognize National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. Could you tell us a little bit more about this, Jennifer, and why it's important that we should all participate?
Sure. So this day is an initiative presented by the Drug Enforcement Agency, so the DEA. Prescription Drug Take Back Day is their initiative, and they host it 2 times a year. One in April and another date in October. So this Saturday, October 23rd, is the October Take Back Day. And it just empowers everybody to be part of the solution. So again, this is a public health issue. And when you look at survey data on how individuals get access to prescriptions when they're misusing, they often say that they got it from their friends or their relatives through their home medicine cabinet. So basically the person that lives there, they were prescribed medication for whatever reason, they don't use it anymore, and it stays in the medicine cabinet, and that's how they're accessing it. So if you think about who has access to your home. If you have children, they have access to it. Anybody you let through your door has access to your prescription medication. So this day is an opportunity for everybody to look in their medicine cabinet, see what's in there, and take it to a Dropbox location. It's important because, for one, we're reducing accessibility of those drugs for youth and other individuals that have access to our home. It protects the environment. So let's say, well, why can't I just flush it down the toilet? Well, you can't, because that would contaminate our water and our food supply. So that's not a good option for disposing of medications. It keeps our friends and our family safe. So if you think about all the things we do to keep our family safe, so we lock the doors, we set the alarm at night, this is just another step we can take to protect our family, so we can prevent an addiction from even starting, because you're not giving access, and prevent an overdose as well.
And is this only on October 23rd? Or what if, like, I missed the date and I can't make it?
If you miss the date, you can take your prescriptions back any day of the year. So what you can do on take back day or any day is go to takebackday.dea.gov and put your zip code in the location, and you could find all the Dropbox locations there. And it'll even link to Google Maps to help you get to the Dropbox. So that's one way you can do that. You can also contact your local police department, so the non-emergency number, to see if they have a prescription Dropbox at their office. Another thing you can do is contact your pharmacy to see if they have a take-back program for their customers. So they might have an on-site collection box, or they might provide a mail-back envelope or package for delivery to an authorized destruction location for their customers. So those are different ways you can participate in Take Back Day, but also take it back throughout the year.
Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for sharing the important work that your team does over at the Substance Use Disorder Services Division for San Bernardino County. And thank you so much for being with us here today, Jennifer.
Thank you.
During National Recovery Month, some of our very own DBH employees shared poems about recovery at a poetry reading event. Here's a special performance by a DBH employee.
My name is Sandra Savage. I teach life skills courses for DBH. The message of my poem is that not only does your behavior affect you, but it affects everyone else around you. The name of my poem is called We Cry. She was only 19, just beginning. She went to private school between 15 and 18. Not enough rules. She got stuck with the wrong crowd. Started popping pills, couldn't pay her bills. It got darker and darker. It seemed insane, cold, no pain, no gain. Then somebody died. Before that, the thought recovery. A lot of love was there, but now we are here. She had value, but did she feel? If we sing, could she have overcame? Who's to blame? She gone. Now we cry because we have to say goodbye. It wasn't her that died. Thank you.
Self-care is always important. Let's hear from a DBH employee about how they practice self-care in this week's Self-Care Corner.
My name is Fabiola Yanez, and I work for the Office of Equity and Inclusion. I am the secretary for the department. Finding time for self-care is really hard. I don't get a lot of time to myself. I do have a 7-year-old and a full-time job. So, and then I'm a single mom. So if during the week, it's very busy, but the drives when I am coming to and from work, I crank up the music, and that to me gets me self-centered again. It's my time. I don't have my daughter in the car. I don't have to keep the radio at a certain volume. So it's my time to kind of just not think of anything that I have to do, even if it's a few minutes to yourself. Sometimes we get so overstimulated with everything that's going on. I know that happens to me. There's constantly things going on at work, and then I get home and I have to, you know, do homework, bath time, bedtime in a short period, you know, throughout the whole day. I'm always doing other things for other people. So you have to find some time to do something for yourself, or else it would become too much. So even finding a few minutes to go outside, breathe some fresh air, or take a drive. I think even just that trip to the grocery store where you're by yourself, and you can put on your favorite song, makes all the difference.
Did you know DBH is starting a book club? The Overbook Club meets virtually Monday, October 25th at noon. This month's feature book is Everything Here is Beautiful by Mira T. Lee. For all the details, visit dbhnow.org/the-overbooked. And as always, if you'd like to share your story of resiliency on the podcast, please send us an email at dbh-publicrelations@dbh.sbcounty.gov. And don't forget to follow us on social media to stay updated on all things DBH. Until next time, live life resilient and real.